Today's daf is Psachim Daf Ayin Beis, and we are at the Mishnah, 15 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema, for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Moshe Abba ben Dvorah, and Yona Adina bas Amalia. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shragi ben Miril, and today's daf is being learned to Inu Nishmas Avram ben Yibodol L'chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're continuing to discuss halachos related to the Karban Pesach that was brought when Yud Dalet Nisan fell out on Shabbos. So it's pretty clear from the sixth parak of Masechtas Pesachim that the Karban Pesach was Doicha Shabbos. Some Karbanos were Doicha Shabbos, others were not Doicha Shabbos. The Karban Pesach is a Karban that was Doicha Shabbos. Today's daf is going to discuss someone that brought the Karban Pesach on Shabbos, Yud Dalet Nisan. However, by mistake, the Karban Pesach was not brought in a kosher way. And the question is, does he have to now bring a Karban Chatas, or does he not have to bring a Karban Chatas? Why would you think he has to bring a Karban Chatas? Because if somebody is Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigeg, he has to bring a Karban Chatas. To the extent that you brought the Karban Pesach, but you weren't Mekayim the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, that means, essentially, you did a shchita shaloi b'maka mitzvah. You did a haktara shaloi b'maka mitzvah. So you were mechal Shabbos. If you did a b'shoigig, maybe you should be chayiv chatas. What would be the tzad that you shouldn't be chayiv chatas? So that's going to take us to today's daf, which is really a daf that we've seen already in the 14th cycle of daf yoimi, specifically at the very end of Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Mila, Mesachta Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. It's a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So one of the themes of our Perek is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. We had a major machloikis at the beginning of the Perek, whether Machshirei Pesach Adoicha Shabbos or not Doicha Shabbos. In today's daf, we're going to have another epic machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua that relates to Karban Pesach on Shabbos, and that is, Rabbi Yeshua has a shita that if somebody would do in Avera B'shoikik, that had he done B'mezid, he would have been Chayiv Karas. But the reason he did what he did was because in his mind, he was doing a mitzvah. He was a quote-unquote Ta'a B'dvar mitzvah. Says Rabbi Yeshua, even though you were Mechal Shabbos B'shoikik, even though you did some other Avera B'shoikik, an Avera that had you done B'mezid, you would have been Chayiv Karas. Which means now that you did a B'shoikik, theoretically you should have to bring a Karban Chatas. But if your mistake came about through you thinking you were doing a mitzvah, so if you're a ta'a bidvar mitzvah, you're a tarud bidvar mitzvah, those are synonyms of each other, then the halach is going to be potter, you're not going to have to bring a karban chatas. Rabbi Eliezer argues, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't know of such halacha. He says if you do an aver b'shoigig that had you done b'mezid, you would have been chayiv karas. There's no special leniencies for someone that's a ta'a bidvar mitzvah, for someone that's a tarud bidvar mitzvah. The halach is, you'd be chayiv chatas. So today's daf is going to discuss really the halacha of a Karban Pesach that was brought on Shabbos, albeit in an oifen of psol, but really it's a daf that's not exclusive to Karban Pesach b'Shabbos. It's more negeya, generally speaking, the halachas of Karban Chatas. So there's a lot of sugyas in Shas that deal with the halachas of Karban Chatas. Periklal Gadol in Masechta Shabbos deals with a lot of the halachas of the Karban Chatas. It's a whole Masechta, Masechta's Krisos, which for the most part is devoted to the different halachas of Chatois. Today's daf is another important halacha in the Shulchan Aruch of Karban Chatas. It's not an easy daf, but we do what we do. Says the Mishnah, a Pesach sheshachtoi sheloi l'shmoi b'Shabbos. If somebody brought the Karban Pesach on Shabbos, but he brought the Karban Pesach sheloi l'shmoi, we know that kol hazvachim she nizbechu sheloi l'shmon ksherim, elo sheloi olu l'baylon l'shem chayva, chutz min ha-Pesach v'achatas. Any Karban that's brought sheloi l'shmoi, even though you weren't really supposed to do it that way, but at the end of the day, it's a kosher Karban. The only time it's possible is if it's a Karban Pesach or a Karban Chatas. But a Pesach sheloi l'shmoi is a possible Karban. So what would be if somebody shechts the Karban Pesach on Shabbos Shalei L'shma? Now, Loch is Chayv Olav Chatas. He would have to bring a Karban Chatas. Why? Because it comes out now that when he shechted the Karban Pesach, he wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah of Pesach. He didn't fulfill any obligations. So it's a Shechita on Shabbos Shalei B'makoy Mitzvah. Assuming he did it B'shoigeg, now Loch is, he would be Chayv to bring a Karban Chatas. Now, just to narrate as we go through the Mishnah, this halacha is true even according to Rabbi Yeshua, that we spoke out, holds, that ta b'dvar mitzvah is potter. Even Rabbi Yeshua is going to agree that you're going to be chayiv. Now you'll say, what do you mean? He was doing a mitzvah. So if he's doing a mitzvah, he was bringing a karma chattas. He messed up. He did something that he shouldn't have done. He was a shoygik. So why would he have to bring a karma chattas? The teretz is, and this is very important for today's daf, because the only time Rabbi Yeshua holds that a tabit var mitzvah is potter from being a karma chattas is if he actually did the mitzvah. But if he didn't do any mitzvah, then that lach is he's going to be chayiv. If you a tabit var mitzvah, you did a mitzvah, but along the way, you did an Avera b'shoigig that had you done the mezid, you would have been chayiv garis. Then Rabbi Yeshua says, you're not going to be chayiv to bring a carbon chatas. But let's say you didn't do a mitzvah. Then you don't have a din of tabid var mitzvah. What do you mean? I was thinking of doing a mitzvah. I'm not doing this for my health. I'm doing it because there's an obligation to bring a carbon chatas. I understand. That's true. But did you do a mitzvah? No. If you didn't do a mitzvah, even Rabbi Yeshua is going to agree, you don't have the halacha of tabid var mitzvah. The Mishnah continues and says, v'shar kalas v'achim. What about if somebody brought on Yudal and Nisan, kishachalis, b'shabes, a different carbon, and you shechted that other carbon l'shem Pesach? So somebody brought a shlomim on Erev Pesach Shchalias B'Shabbes, and he had in mind that he was bringing a carbon Pesach. So Allah is like this: Im Einem Ruyim Chayiv. If this animal that he brought was not roy to be brought as a carbon Pesach, for example, it was an akeva, or let's say it was an egel, an animal that's physically not roy to be brought as a carbon Pesach, the Allah is Chayiv. You're going to be Chayiv. Im Ruyim, in the event that it was roy, meaning the animal that you brought could have been brought as a carbon Pesach, Rabbi Eliezer Chayiv Chatas. Here, Rabbi Eliezer says you're going to be Chayiv Chatas. Rabbi Yeshua Poiter, and Rabbi Yeshua says you're going to be Potter. Again, what's the hesber? If the animal was roy to be brought as a carbon Pesach, now that you went and brought it l'shem Pesach, Rabbi Yeshua says you're going to be potter because now you're a tabid var mitzvah. Why is this different than the previous case? Because over here you actually did a mitzvah. Because if you bring a shlomim and you have a mind l'shem Pesach, even though it was a machshava shalei l'shma, but at the end of the day, all karbanos, with the exception of Pesach and Chatas, if you bring it shalei l'shma, that lach is the karban's kasher. So what you did over here was a mitzvah. Being that you did a mitzvah, now you have that lach of tabit var mitzvah. That's when Rabbi Yeshua says you're going to be potter. What does Rabbi Eliezer say? Chayiv. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold of that lach of tabit var mitzvah. But just one more point we need to speak out. Even Rabbi Yeshua that said potter, he only said potter if the shlomim that you brought the shem Pesach was ra'oi to be brought as a Pesach. But let's say this shlomim was an egel. Let's say it was 2 years old. Let's say it was in a keva. Let's say it was an animal that wasn't ra'oi to be brought as a carbon Pesach. Even though when you brought the shem Pesach, you did a mitzvah, which means you're a tabit var mitzvah, even Rabbi Yeshua says in this case, you're going to be chayiv. Why? So this is another important caveat. The fine print in understanding Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Rabbi Yeshua holds Tabit Var Mitzvah's Pater, but only if it's a plausible type of mistake. But if the mistake is no shaykhis, you completely, completely botched up, then you don't have this halacha that, oh, I'm a Tabit Var Mitzvah, and as a result, exempt me from bringing the Karma Chatas. You thought the eagle was a Pesach? Seriously? How could you have made such a mistake? So in the event that it's a legitimate toss, it was a shlomim, it could have been a Pesach, you brought a l'shem Pesach, you were doing a mitzvah, and you actually fulfilled the mitzvah, that's where Rabbi Yeshua holds the halacha of Tabit Var Mitzvah. But otherwise, you're not going to have the halacha of Tabit Var Mitzvah. One thing is clear, that the halacha of Tabit Var Mitzvah, like we mentioned in the brief introduction, is really a machloek. It's Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. It's Rabbi Yeshua that holds that if you brought a shlomim l'shem Pesach, Yudal and Nisan Shechalias b'Shabbos, you had no business bringing the shlomim. It's not Toicha Shabbos. So you're now Mechal Shabbos. You did a b'shoigik. You were Tabit Var Mitzvah. You actually did a mitzvah. Wasn't such a terrible mistake. We can understand why you would have made this mistake. You bought it. Rabbi Eliezer holds Yichayv. Only Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Yeshua, I don't understand your logic. L'chura, kal v'chaymet. Ma'an Pesach shu mutu l'shmoy. Ma'adach the carbon Pesach, which if you would bring l'shma, would be mutter, carbon Pesach stoich ha-shabbos. What did the first line of the Mishnah say? The first line that even Rabbi Yeshua is ma'idah tu, k'shashin l'shmoy chayev. In the event that you have a mind shaloi l'shma, the halach is, you're going to be chayev. Pesach shaloi l'shma on Shabbos, everyone holds this chayev. Why? Because it's possible, being that it's possible, you didn't do a mitzvah. If you didn't do a mitzvah, even Rabbi Yeshua doesn't give you the p'tor of Tabit Var Mitzvah. Said Rabbi Eliezer, if a Pesach that's mutal l'shma, shaloi l'shma is chayiv, zvachim shein asurim l'shma, another carbon which you're not allowed to bring l'shma, carbon yachid you can't bring even l'shma on Shabbos. Kishashim l'shma ain't din shei chayiv, and certainly from even shaloi l'shma you should be chayiv. He said, how could it be that a Pesach shaloi l'shma is chayiv, and a shlomim, for example, shaloi l'shma is going to be potter? Madach Pesach that you could bring l'shma, shaloi l'shma is chayiv. So shlomim that you can't bring l'shma, shal meyachid, certainly shaloi l'shma should be chayiv. Now, what should Rabbi Yeshua's response be? He should say, it's two different halachas. I hold tabit var mitzvah's potter. In the case where I brought the Shlomim L'Shem Pesach, it's a Tabit Var Mitzvah. Why? Because the Shlomim L'Shem Pesach is a kosher garban. And therefore, I'm a Tabit Var Mitzvah. Therefore, I'm going to be Potter. Pesach Shaloi L'Shma is a Apostle of garban. Being that it's a Apostle of garban, I never did a Mitzvah. I'm not a Tabit Var Mitzvah. And the Gemara on Dafayim Beis is going to say that really Rabbi Yeshua could or would have should have told this to Rabbi Eliezer. But he understood from Rabbi Eliezer's Kasha that Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold of the Allah of Tabit Var Mitzvah. So he was talking the Sprach of Rabbi Eliezer. Lididach. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua said that even if you want to accept the premise of your Kal V'Chaymer, it's a flawed Kal V'Chaymer. Why? Because Loim Amar BePesach Shishino B'Davar Asa. You know why Pesach Shaloi L'Shma is Chayiv? Because Pesach Shaloi L'Shma means you had in mind something that you weren't allowed to do. So you brought the Pesach, you had in mind you're going to bring a Shlamim. You weren't allowed to bring the Shlamim. So what exactly was that machshava? So being that you had a machshava to do something you weren't allowed to do, that's why you're going to be chayv. As opposed to shar karbonis, where you had a mind l'shem zevach, so l'shem pesach, being that the l'shem pesach is a something that you were allowed to do, so over there could be you're going to be part of the meeting, even if you want to work with the kal v'chaymer, Shua told Rabbi Eliezer, it's a flawed kal v'chaymer, because it's not apples to apples. Pesach l'shem, shlamim, the machshava is something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Shlomim l'shem Pesach, the machshava is something you are allowed to do on Shabbos. So it could be, being that it's not the same, it's not meshuvah to your kal v'chaymer, and therefore that lachin can be the way it is. I'm only Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Shua, Emurei tzibur yachich, I still have a problem. I have a problem with the emurim of a carbon tzibur. So a carbon tzibur was doicha Shabbos. For example, the tmidim, tamat shal shachar, tamat shal bein arbayim, the musafim that were brought on Shabbos, and these things were doicha Shabbos. Now lach is, shem utaran l'shma, they were karbonis oila, right? So let's say, Chatayis do other kabbalas as well, but let's say you brought it lishman. The halachas is going to be mutter. Vashoichet lishman chayev. Yet, if somebody would bring another carbon that's not a carbon tzibur, he would have in mind l'shem the carbon tzibur. The halach is that you would be chayev. So why are you telling me, Rabbi Yeshua, that if I bring a shlomim on Erev Pesach Shchalias B'Shabbos, and I have in mind l'shem Pesach, I'm going to be potter? Why? Because I have a right to bring the carbon Pesach. If that's the case, then you should have the same svara. If I bring a carbon yachin on Shabbos and I have in mind l'shem karbonos tzibur, the etud halacha should be that you're potter. And yet the halacha Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Shnu is that you're going to be chayiv. And it seems Rabbi Shnu agreed with that. Amalei Rabbi Shnu. So Rabbi Shnu told Rabbi Eliezer it's different here as well. Lo yamar b'bei murei tzibur sheyesh lem kitzva. A murei tzibur is different. Because a murei tzibur, there was one carbon tzibur that was brought. Or each carbon tzibur that was brought, there was one of that sort. There was a tamat shel shachar, one. Tamat shel bein arbayim, one. So over there, if you brought the carbon tzibur, and now, afterwards, somebody brings a carbon yachid, he has in mind the carbon tzibur. What kind of mistake is that? As a result, you're going to be chayv. Time of the Pesach, as opposed to the carbon Pesach, there were so many carbonos Pesach that were brought. So if in your mind you were bringing a carbon Pesach, we have to cut you a little bit of slack. We have to understand you were tarred b'dvar mitzvah. And as a result, in this case, you're going to be potter. Says the Gemara, that even though from the exchange between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, it's clear they both agreed that if somebody would bring a carbon yachid on Shabbos, have in mind the shame carbon tzibur, now loch is that he would be chayv. Not everybody agreed with that. Rameyer says, Afa shoyk l'shem emurei tzibur potter. That just like Rabbi Yeshua holds, that if somebody would bring shlomim l'shem pesnach, he would be potter. So too, if somebody would bring a carbon yachid and he would have in mind a carbon tzibur, in that case he would be potter as well. Continuing along this thing, shachtu shalayla eichlav shalayla menuyav la'arein v'lit meim. So what if somebody brings a carbon pesach yudal nisan shachalis b'shabes and he had a machshava hapoyselas, not the machshava shalayla shma? That was the first case in the Mishnah. He had in mind shalei la'ichlov, shalei la'mnuyov, la'reilam, la'tmeim, la'loch is chay. Why? Because again, even though he's tov b'dvar mitzvah, but he didn't do the mitzvah, he has a pasul carbon pesach. You have a pasul carbon pesach, you don't have the halach of tov b'dvar mitzvah, you did shchita, shalei b'maka mitzvah, pshayge, you're going to have to bring a carbon chattas. La'ichlov v'shalei lach. What if you had in mind la'ichlov and shalei la'ichlov, la'mnuyov v'shalei la'mnuyov, la'mulim u'la'reilam, la'tmeim u'la'tayim. You had in mind people that are allowed to eat from the carbon pesach, but also people that are not allowed to eat. What's the halach about? Why are you pater? Oh, this is the easiest case. It's kosher Pesach. That was a Mishnah earlier in Tamid Nishchat. Being that the Pesach is kosher, so of course you're going to be potter. Why would you bring a carbon chattas? The whole Havah meaning to bring a carbon chattas is because you are Mechal Shabbos. In this case, you are Mechal Shabbos, so it's obvious why you're not going to bring a carbon chattas. What would be if somebody shechted the carbon Pesach? And afterwards, lo and behold, he found that this animal had a mum. The halach is chayiv. In this case, you're going to be chayiv. Why? Being that it has a mum, so you are Mekayim Mitzvah's carbon Pesach. If you're not Mekayim Mitzvah's carbon Pesach, you did a shchita. Shalom b'makom mitzvah, you chayiv. Ah, you're a tabit var mitzvah? No, you're not. You weren't yotzei the mitzvah. It was a pasul of carbon. It's like shaloi l'shma. It's like shaloi l'aichla. Something physically wrong with the carbon. So you're not mekayim the mitzvah. You're going to be chayiv. Shachta v'nim tzatreifo. B'seiser. What would be if you shechted the animal? Then you found inside, you did bedika on the reya, and you found there were sirchis, there were issues, and you had an animal that's treifo. So halach is pater. Why you pater? So here Rashi says a whole new reason. You're an oinus. What were you supposed to do? What would be if you shechted the carbon pesach? And then you found out that the second before you shechted the carbon pesach, all the owners of the carbon pesach decided they're not interested in using this carbon, which is something they have allowed to do up until the moment of shechita. Or the owners died. Or they became tameh. The point is, you just shechted the carbon pesach on Shabbos, thinking that someone was going to benefit from this carbon pesach, and it turns out you can't even use it. Halacha is again, you're potter. Because again, you're an oinus. What were you supposed to do? Rashi, sha'anusu, d'loy hayu yodea shekein. There was no way for you to know any of this. As a result, now, lach is, you are going to be potter. The bottom line is, this Mishnah, not an easy Mishnah, is another application of the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua and Shas, and that is, if somebody's mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, but he was a tov b'dvar mitzvah, Rabbi Yeshua shita is he going to be potter from chatas, Rabbi Eliezer shita is he going to be chayv in chatas. But what emerged from this Mishnah is that you have to read the fine print. Meaning, even though Rabbi Yeshua says Tabit Var Mitzvah is Pater, he's not always Pater. And a few very important caveats that emerge from the Mishnah. Number one, Tabit Var Mitzvah is Pater only if you physically did the Mitzvah. But if you aren't Mekayim a Mitzvah, you don't have the Halacha of Tabit Var Mitzvah. It's a Chiddush, because you would have thought Tabit Var Mitzvah means I was preoccupied with a Mitzvah, and as a result, I made a mistake. Who cares if I did a Mitzvah or if I didn't do a Mitzvah? Why should that matter? State in Mishnah that a Pesach Shaloi L'Shma B'Shabbos, even if you were taught and you're a Shoigig and it was B'dvar Mitzvah, what else are you doing? Still, Allah is going to be Chayiv. Why? Because at the end of the day, you aren't Mekayim a Mitzvah. Because this carbon Pesach is possible. So, Tav B'dvar Mitzvah, Pater, Libet Rabbi Yeshua, very important, only if you actually were Mekayim the Mitzvah. Another thing we saw from the Mishnah is that the mistake that you made would have to be some form of plausible deniability. Meaning, you have to be able to rationalize what it is you did. But if you, mamish, made a mistake that you had no business making, the level of negligence, which, by the way, is present in every shaykh. The reason a shaykh needs kapara is because on some level he's negligent. But if the negligence is to the next level, for example, you brought a shlamim, you had a mind l'shem Pesach, but this animal is not even an animal you're allowed to use as a carbon Pesach. So over there, you don't have the p'tur of Tavid Var Mitzvah. Over there, even Rabbi Yeshua holds that lachni is that you're going to be chayiv zok digimar. The mayaskim. So the first halach in the Mishnah was, if somebody shechts a carbon Pesach, shaloi l'shma, b'shabbos, that loch is, he's going to be chayiv. And this is true not only according to Rabbi Eliezer that holds Tabit Var Mitzvah chayiv, but it's true even according to Rabbi Yeshua that holds Tabit Var Mitzvah is going to be potter. Again, why are you chayiv? Because you did Shechita. Shechita is one of the Lamatas Malachas. What do you mean Pesach is Leicha Shabbos? Yeah, but you didn't get it right. It was Apostle Carmen Pesach. So as a result, you were Mechal Shabbos. And you're Tabit Var Mitzvah, you're not considered a Tabit Var Mitzvah. Says Mayaskin. What are we talking about? Ilay Mebetaya. Are we talking about where you made a mistake? Now, of course you made a mistake. You're a shoygig. If you aren't a shoygig, we're not discussing chatas. We're discussing karas, skila. We wouldn't be having a conversation about chatas. We know you made a mistake. It's not like an ilema b'tay. But the point is, ilema was the machshava shaloi l'shma, the tos. Meaning, in your mind, you thought you were bringing a different carbon, and it turns out that the machshava shaloi l'shma was done b'tay. Shamet mina, if that's the case, akira betos havi akira. So you see from here that I'm achshava shaloi l'shma, even betos is considered a machshava shaloi l'shma. Okay, why is that a problem? Let's look at the top toisves. Oy meri, de pluk de hivat chelas, and it's really machloikis, in perikat chelas, in mesachtes menachas, daf mem tesem menach. Now everybody agrees that if somebody has a machshava shaloi l'shma betos, that loch is it's considered a machshava shaloi l'shma. Meaning we know we're dealing with a person that made a mistake. So what was the mistake? So the Gemara says, probably the machshava shaloi l'shma was a mistake. He brought a Pesach, he had a mind shaloi l'shma, maybe he thought he was bringing a shlamim, and therefore it ended up being shaloi l'shma. Meaning the mistake was the shaloi l'shma, the machshava was the mistake. But the Gemara says, if the mistake was the shaloi l'shma, you would have a mefurish and mishnah that says that a person that has a machshava shaloi l'shma betos is considered a machshava shaloi l'shma. And there's an amir in Shas that holds it's not considered a machshava shaloi l'shma. If there's an amir in Shas that holds it's not considered a machshava shaloi l'shma, it can't be that there's a mefurish mishnah that says it is a machshava shaloi l'shma, because then you have an amir that's going connected to a mishnah. So if that's the case, now we're talking about what you thought, it was a different carbon, and you therefore Neda, a toz, says the Gemara. Then Lachura, you should bring a rai from here that Akira Batois, Havi Akira, and when Ella Ba'iker, you have to say it's talking about where you were Iker, meaning the toys wasn't the Shalit. You know for sure you're having a, you knew you were bringing a carbon Pesach. You knew exactly the carbon you were bringing, and you had in mind that it should be a shlom. The machshav shloi lishma was done by Akira. It was done by Mason. It wasn't by Tois that you had the machshav shloi lishma. What was the Tois then? I don't know, the Tois was something else. But the Tois was not the machshav shloi lishma. Okay, that's what you have to say. But the Gemara says, aim a sefer. Take a look at the sefer. V'shar kol asvachim sheshachim shlom Pesach. What would be if you brought another carbon, and you had in mind l'shem Pesach, did alachzim in a ruim chayiv? If that other animal wasn't right to be brought as a carbon Pesach, you're going to be chayiv. In ruim name, if it was right to be brought as a carbon Pesach, and Rabbi Yeshua says, you're going to be potter. This is the example of Tabit Var Mitzvah. Says Rabbi Iker, if we're talking about where you are Iker, meaning you specific, you know what you're doing, and you're having in mind a machshava shalei lishma, mali ruyin, mali she'en ruyin. Even if it's ruyin, how could Rabbi Yeshua say you're going to be potter? What's pshat in Rabbi Yeshua that says potter in the Mishnah? This is the halach of Tabit Var Mitzvah. Tabit Var Mitzvah is potter. What is the pasha pshat of Tabit Var Mitzvah? I thought I was bringing a carbon Pesach. I thought I was doing something I'm allowed to do. Oh, it turned out it wasn't? I hear, but I thought I was. If you know exactly what you're doing, if you know you're bringing a shlomim l'shem Pesach, that means you know you're not bringing a carbon Pesach. So if you know you're not bringing a carbon Pesach, so then you're not a Tabit Var Mitzvah. The whole Tabit Var Mitzvah is I thought I was bringing a Pesach. Okay, so now you... But if you're telling me that the only time a machshava shaloi l'shma is a machshavas when you're oiker, and therefore the mereshah of the Mishnah, ha Pesach sheshachta shloi lishma, has to be, you know exactly, you know you're bringing a Pesach, and you know you're bringing a l'shem shlomim, then the safe has to be the same case. I know I'm bringing a shlomim, and I know I'm bringing a l'shem Pesach, but that's the case, I'm not a tabit var mitzvah. So mali ruyin, mali she'ena ruyin, meaning, even when it's ruyin, you should be chayef. Why are you potter when it's ruyin? You're potter because you're tabit var mitzvah? No, you're not, you know what you're doing, it's a shlomim l'shem Pesach. El pshita b'taya. So you have to say that the case where Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua argued is talking about you were tight. Reisha ba'ikir b'seifa b'taya. Can you read the Mishnah that way? Pesach sheshachta shaloi l'shma is talking about where you were oiker. And shar zvach l'shem Pesach is talking about you were taya. Seems inconsistent, it's incongruous. Amar Rab Avid said, in Reisha ba'ikir b'seifa b'taya. I hear why you don't love it, but this is the way you have to learn the Mishnah. Ashkir Rizabai Yitzelah Rabavo. Yitzel once met Rabavo. Tavakoy b'chlusa de'inchi. He was sitting, Rashi says, amongst the chabura g'doyla ma'oid. A very, very, very large chabura. Amalei, so he told him, Asin Samai, how do you learn the Mishnah? Meaning he asked him this question. Amalei, Reisha ba'ikir v'seifa b'taya. The Reisha Mishnah is talking about where you were oiker. The Seifa is talking about you were taya. Tani min Arban Zimnin. He chazed it over 40 times. V'domali k'man demancha b'kisei. And it was so clear to him, Amish, he was able to put it in his pocket. Man. We learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yezra. Rabbi Yezra said, Imai, Pesach shemot l'shmai k'shin l'shmai chayif. Svachim shein asrum l'shma. K'shashin l'shman. Ein edin shei chayif. So whenever Rabbi Yezra and Rabbi Yeshua start varfing kal v'chaymers and teichiach, so you know it's not easy Gemara. But in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Tabit Var Mitzvah's Chayiv, turned to Rabbi Yeshua and he said, Rabbi Yeshua, I don't understand. If a Pesach Shaloi L'Shma is Chayiv, how can a Shlomim L'Shem Pesach be Potter? What's the logic? Pesach L'Shma is Mutter, yet Shaloi L'Shma is Chayiv. Shlomim, which L'Shma is Aser, certainly Shaloi L'Shma should be Mutter, should be Chayiv. That was the kasha. What's the kasha? Now, if you're going to tell me, listen to the kasha, that Pesach Shaloi L'Shma's case in the Mishnah and Shlomim Shaloi L'Shma's case is not the same case. Pesach Shaloi L'Shma is talking about where you were oiker. Shlomim Shaloi L'Shma is talking about where you were taya. Haloi Dami. Then it's not the same thing. It's not apples to apples. Reisha ba'oiker, the Sefer b'taya. Reisha talk about you were oiker and the Sefer when you were taya. It's not even the same case. How can you build a kavul chaymer from two tziyurim that are not the same tziyur? Maybe if they were both ba'oiker, which tim? And maybe if they were both b'taya, which tim? But one is ba'oiker and the other one's b'taya. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer didn't think there's any difference between being oiker and taya. Because the only reason there should be a difference between being oiker and taya is because when you're taya, there's a svar, tabit var mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold it as svar of tabit var mitzvah. So mean that it's leishani le, he thought it was a good kal v'chaim, the Rabbi Shua, the shani le, but the Gemara says, listen, okay, Rabbi Shua at least held that way. So mean Rabbi Shua held that way, that shouldn't have been his answer. What was Rabbi Shua's answer? Lo yimam ripa pesach sheshino bedavar aser. Taimab zvachim sheshino bedavar amutter. He should have told him more simply. He should have said, the pesach shloi lishma is talking about where you were iker it, as opposed to over here, it's where it was taya, and here it's because of taya dvar mitzvah. The Gemara says he could have said that, but hachi kamali Lidi Dilei Dami Reishav Like B'Sayv B'Tay. According to me, it's two completely different deals. Lidi Dach. According to you, Lo Yimamri B'Pesach Shishin Eshma Ilo Davar As. Time of Zvach Shishin Eshma Davar As. What meaning he's talking to Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer, you don't want to hear from Tabit Var Mitzvah. So according to you, there's not going to be a difference between being Oiker and Taya. But even so, according to you, you built up this very nice Kavachaymer. It's not a nice Kavachaymer because even though it's true, there's a Kal and a Chomer from the perspective of Pesach and Zvachim, but the Machshava is a different Machshava. One is L'Shem Pesach, one is L'Shem Zvachim. So the Shlomim, yeah, has a chesaron that you can't bring it on Yontif, but it was L'Shem Pesach. It's L'Shem something that's a good Machshava. So as a result, there's a Pirkan the Kavachaymer. If there's a Pirkan the Kavachaymer, it doesn't work. So what did Rabbi Eliezer respond to Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Yeshua, Emurei Tzibur Yechichu. L'chura, I can bring you a raya from Emurei Tzibur. She'em Mutar and L'Shman. You're allowed to bring karbanoi tzibur l'shma v'ashoich l'shman chayev. Yet if you shecht a karbin yochid l'shem karbin tzibur, that lochne is that you're going to be chayev. So if that's the case, shlomim l'shem pesach should also be chayev. Amalei Rabbi Shuas, Rabbi Shuas told me, Amrei b'emurei tzibur shken yesh lam kitzva. Now emurei tzibur is different because over there there's a kitzva. There's a fixed amount of emurei tzibur that were brought. Taimu b'pesach shein lay kitzva. Pasha, what is the svar? What's Rabbi Shuas saying? It's more than a pirchah. This is already a real svara. What he's telling him is, I hold tabed var mitzvah's potter. So if on Pesach, you have to bring all these karbanos Pesach. As a result, you're always tarud. We're dealing with a kayim, let's say. He has to bring all these different karbanos. He's going to bring 500 karbanos today. Elef oilus, yalish loyma. He's going to bring all these different karbanos today. So he knows, in the cheshman of all the karbanos, he's all tarud. They were at Sibur, it's not such a tain, it's one karban. What's the guy in Samaisna? All it is one karban. It's a dovash yesh like kitzvah. I mean, there's a dovash yesh like kitzvah. Over there, it's going to be different. Zach Gemara, maybe the chalechet is like kitzvah mechayiv Rabbi Shua. So it sounds like the Rabbi Shua, even though he holds tabit var mitzvah is potter, but we have a new caveat in Shitas Rabbi Shua, and that is if it's a dovash yesh like kitzvah, there's a gvul, there's a boundary to what we're dealing with over here. It could be over there, you're going to be chayv. Meaning, Rabbi Shua holds tabit var mitzvah spot. But in the Mishnah we saw there's a lot of times Rabbi Shua holds chayv. If you didn't do the mitzvah, that was the first halacha in the Mishnah. Or if the mistake was gross negligence. Here it sounds like we have another caveat. If it's a davish yesh like kitzvah, that's Rabbi Yeshua is telling Rabbi Eliezer. That's the difference between shlomo l'shem Pesach and erev Pesach versus a karbin yachid l'shem tamid shel shachar on Shabbos. Right? If there's a davish yesh like kitzvah, it's different. Faith in Gemara can't be because vatanan we learned in a Mishnah, and this is the Mishnah in Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Milo, where Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua debated the same exact shaila. Tabed var mitzvah chayev, tabed var mitzvah pot. What was the case over there? Misha ilish 18 nuggets. Someone had two children. He had to do a bris milah. One of the children needed bris milah after Shabbos, meaning Sunday. The bayoyim hashmini yim b'sara lasi for this baby is a Sunday morning bris. The echel amayla b'Shabbos, and the other one had a Shabbos digger bris. V'shachach, and he made a mistake. And by mistake, he did the bris milah for the child whose milah was supposed to be on Shabbos on Sunday. On Shabbos. So he did a milah shaloi bismana. Now, bris milah involves chol Shabbos. Only milah bismana is doicha Shabbos. Milah shaloi bismana is not doicha Shabbos. And by the way, this is going to be important to the daf. It doesn't matter if the milah shaloi bismana is because it's the 10th day, or it doesn't matter if the milah shaloi bismana is because it's the 7th day. Milah bismana is doicha Shabbos. Ubayoy mashmini yimo b'sar alase afilo b'Shabbos. But it's only milah bishmini. If it's not bishmini, it's not going to be doicha Shabbos. It says the mission in the event that this person now went. He did a bris milah for the baby whose milah was supposed to be on Sunday on Shabbos. So it comes out he did a milah bishvi on Shabbos. Now lochne is chayiv. Echol amayla b'erev Shabbos, echol amayla b'Shabbos. What would be if he had to do a bris milah on Erev Shabbos and doing on Shabbos? V'shachach amayla shal Erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. So you did again a milah shal b'zmani on Shabbos, but this was a milah b'chi. It was supposed to be Erev Shabbos. That was the yom hashmini. Shabbos is now the 9th. Rabbi Lezer mechayiv chatos. For Rabbi Yeshua poyte, Rabbi Lezer says yechayiv chatos, and Rabbi Yeshua says yepote. What's Pash Pshan in this Mishnah? Rabbi Yeshua holds Tabit Var Mitzvah's Pater. You're doing bris milah. You did it shaloi b'zmanai, which means it's not a mitzvah. It's chol Shabbos b'shoigig. Shaloi b'makom mitzvah, you're going to be chayef. That would be the smart to be chayef. Rabbi Shua holds potter because Rabbi Shua says you're a tayyib dvar mitzvah. But you're only a tayyib dvar mitzvah, what we see from our Mishnah, if you actually did a mitzvah. If you didn't do a mitzvah, you're potter. There's a difference between a milah shaloi b'zmanai on the 7th day and a milah shaloi b'zmanai on the 9th day. When you do a milah shaloi b'zmanai on the 9th day, you got a mitzvah. When you do a milah shaloi b'zmanai on the 7th day, you didn't do a mitzvah. So if the mistake was shel Shabbos, shel echad b'Shabbos b'Shabbos, so it comes that you did it on the 7th, you didn't do a mitzvah. Rabbi Shua holds it going to be chayif. If it was shel Erev Shabbos B'Shabbos, it comes out it was the ninth day that you did do a mitzvah. So over there, the halach is that you're going to be a potter. But you know what the problem with all this is? The problem is, you see, Rabbi Yeshua applied the halach of Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah even for a davar sheyesh loy kitzvah. There's a kitzvah. It's not Erev Pesach. You're not a kohen in the Beis HaMikdash where there's millions of yidden that have to bring their karbanas. It's a davar sheyesh by kitzvah. So if davar sheyesh by kitzvah, then l'chayra. So why should you be potter? So the Gemara asks a gishmak akasha. Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah seems to say that if somebody would bring a shomel l'shem Pesach, the halach is you'd be having a din of a tarbet var mitzvah. Why? Because it's a davar sheyesh by kitzvah. But if you bring a karban yachid l'shem, karban tzibur on Shabbos, then the halach is you'd be chayv. I eat the same tarbet var mitzvah because it's a davar sheyesh by kitzvah. If that's the case, then how could Rabbi Yeshua send his halach by milo? Very stark a kasha. Amr Ravami. Ravami said, "Ach, my askinon, gan shekadam umol eshel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. The ikah hach the Shabbos the tarbet." It's talking about where you never did the milo on Erev Shabbos, even for the one whose meal was supposed to be on Shabbos. Meaning it sounded like when you learned the Mishnah Masech to Shabbos, that there were two babies that needed a bris milah. One needs Friday and one needs Shabbos. And by mistake, the two babies got confused. So Erev Shabbos, you did a bris, and then Shabbos, you did a bris. And then you found out that you mixed up. It's not the case. The case is where you did no bris on Erev Shabbos, and you ended up doing both bris and on Shabbos. The point is that you now did both bris and on Shabbos, and you did the one whose bris was supposed to be on Erev Shabbos first. So it comes out that when you did the bris, shaloi bezmana, you had a chiyuv right now to do a bris bezmana. So you were tarud bedvar mitzvah, even though it's a davar sheyesh l'kitzvah, meaning you can quantify it, and as a cheshbin, there's a method to it. But at the same time, you were tarud in something that you had to do right now. Hacha, in the Mishnah, when Rabbi Yeshua said it's a davar sheyesh l'kitzvah, he meant a different punchline. He meant shekun shekadam shachtin alei murit tibi bereisha. We already brought the karban tzibur. Bring that you bought the carbon tzibur already, so now you don't even have to bring it. That's the difference. It's not kitzvah versus no kitzvah. You know, all these karbanas as opposed to one. It's not the point. The point is right now, do I have a mitzvah to do? Do I not have a mitzvah to do? In the Mishnah's case, it was one carbon that you had to bring, but the point is not it was one carbon. You brought it already. That's the point. I mean that you brought it already at this point, you have no tirda anymore. In the case of milo, it's true. All it is one, two milas. Yeah, but you didn't. You have an obligation to do a milah, and the milah that you had an obligation to, you didn't do yet. I mean, you didn't do it yet. It's for that reason it sucks the Gemara. Ihach, if that's the case, I have a problem. Because Ramei said in our Mishnah, Afa shoychel l'shem emurei tzibur pater, that the halach is if somebody would bring a carbon yachid, and he would have in mind l'shem emurei tzibur, the halach is he'd be pater. Meaning, Ramei held that just like Rabbi Yeshua holds, that if you bring a shlomim l'shem Pesach, the halach is your pater because you have a din of a tarbet var mitzvah, so too if you'd bring a carbon yachid, l'shem carbon tzibur, you have the same din of Tarbet Var Mitzvah. Rabbi Shua, who's the Marid Shmeitz of Tarbet Var Mitzvah, conceded that in that case he would be Chayav. But Rabbi Meir didn't agree with him. Now, why did Rabbi Shua concede? We said, because it's a davar sheyesh like kitzvah. But we just clarified what it means. Because you're tarred, because I have another mitzvah to do right now. I think that I have another mitzvah to do right now. That's enough of a reason for me to be Chayav. Now, Rabbi Meir disagrees. So obviously, Rabbi Meir holds, even in that case, he's going to be Pater. Now, we also made an akint in the Mishnah. The akint in the Mishnah is we already brought the carbon tzibur. That's why Rabbi Yeshua says he's going to be chayv. That's why it's different than the two babies you have to do a bris milah. Because right now I have nothing to do. I'm done. The mitzvah is over. If in that case Rabbi Yeshua says chayv, it means in that case Rabbi Meir says pot. I forgot the v'shachtin olay murei tzibur bereish. Right? Rabbi Meir is going to hold you going to be pot. If that's the case, v'atanya, we learned to the braiso. Rabbi Chiyo said, Rabbi Meir had a different understanding of the machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So this is a little bit confusing. We just read the Mishnah that the Gemara quoted. The Mishnah is in Shabbos, Kuflam and Zayin, Amad Aleph, that explained the machloikis of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, that even Rabbi Yeshua that said Pater, it's only when the Mila Shaloi Bismanoi was an Erev Shabbos baby on Shabbos. So it's a Mila Shaloi Bismanoi where Al Kumpanim you did a mitzvah. It's Shaloi Bismani, but it was on the ninth day. But if the Mila Shaloi Bismani would have been the seventh day, meaning that you didn't do the mitzvah, like it's like a chata sheshachta Shaloi Lashma, the halach is in that case, you're going to be chayiv. Rav Meir had a different formulation. Rav Meir said, Loi nechelku Rav Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Al Choyi, Loi Shnei Tinukas, Echel Lachem, Erev Shabbos, Echel Lachem, B'Shabbos, V'Shachachu, Mol Shal Erev Shabbos, B'Shabbos, D'Chayiv. No, in that case, everyone holds, you're going to be chayiv. That was never the machlokes. Al Ma Nechelku, you know what the machlokes was, Al Choyi, Loi Shnei Tinukas. You had two babies, Echel Lachem, Achar Shabbos, V'Echel Lachem, B'Shabbos. One of them's bris milah was Achar Shabbos, other one was Shabbos. V'Shachachu, Mol, Eshmel Achar Shabbos, B'Shabbos. And by mistake, you brought the baby that was supposed to be after Shabbos, Shabbos. It's Dafkin in that case, Rabbi Yeshua says Pater. Just the opposite from everything we just said. Rabbi Eliezer Mechayiv Chatos. Rabbi Yeshua Pater. Rabbi Eliezer holds he's going to be Chayiv Chatos. And Rabbi Yeshua says that in that case, you are going to be Pater. So Rabbi Meir understood the machlokes. Rabbi Yeshua just the opposite. That the whole shita of Rabbi Yeshua is dafkin in the case where it was supposed to be achra Shabbos, and you ended up bringing it on Shabbos. Now the Gemara is going to explain what shita of Rabbi Meir is, because at first glance Rabbi Meir seems to be hepach hasvara. Right, at first glance it seems to be just the opposite from the way you would understand it. But the point that the Gemara is asking is that if that is shita of Rabbi Meir, then how do you understand Rav Meir in our Mishnah? Rav Meir in our Mishnah said that in the event that you shechted even an oila, a tzyachit, for example, a carbon yachid l'shem carbon tzibur, now lach is that you're going to be potter. So how can Rav Meir say that even Rav Yeshua is going to hold that if you shech shall erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, that the lach is he going to be chayv? Let's keep it super high level. Rav Meir is the biggest makel in Tavid Var Mitzvah in our Mishnah, and yet, as it relates to understanding the machloekis from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Meir says that even Rabbi Yeshua that holds Tabit Var Mitzvah is potter, but in the event that you would shech shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, in that case, the halacha would be that you were going to be chayef. So what's the difference between shechting and oilas yachid l'shem karban tzibur, where Rabbi Meir holds him going to be potter, yet shechting shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, that Rav Meir holds that you're going to be chayef? If Rav Meir holds that even if you have no mitzvah to do right now, but at the end of the day, I was taught dvar mitzvah, meaning I already shechted the carbon tzibur, but in my mind, I was bringing a carbon. And that's why the halacha is I'm going to be potter. So l'chayra, if I brought shal erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, doesn't matter what happened. Even if I already did the milah on the one that was supposed to be b'Shabbos, who cares? That's like saying, I already brought the carbon tzibur. But right now, I thought I was doing a mitzvah. So right now, I thought I was doing a mitzvah. You should be potter. How could a mayor hold your potter in our Mishnah and hold your chayiv over there? Faith more of a tizbara. Before you ask a kasha, had the two Rameir shtim, you have to understand that Rameir. I mean, what's Pach B'shan in that Rameir? Ma hasam lo yavin mitzvah potter Rabbi Yeshua, hechad the govern mitzvah mechayev. Like, how do you read Rameir's understanding of Rabbi Yeshua? Right, it's mamish hepach from everything that we said. According to Rameir, if you do the mila b'chi on Shabbos, over there, Rabbi Shua says you're going to be chai. But if you do the milah b'shvi, you're going to be potter. It's just the opposite. In this world of Tabit Var Mitzvah, if you're doing a mitzvah, it's more of a svar, you should be potter than if you didn't do a mitzvah. So you have to edit, or at least understand Rav Meir a little bit. And once we understand Rav Meir, hakol yavoi el mekaymei b'shalim. That's just Hashem. I mean, the way Rabbi Yanai. So Rabbi Yanai said, "Pshat in Rabbi Meir's asay reisha." The reisha in Rabbi Meir's case was going to call him Moshe Shabbos, Berev Shabbos. It's talking about where you had already done the Shal Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos. Again, the opposite, the antithesis of how we've been learning up until now. The case that Rameir said, that Eliezer and Yeshua both hold you're going to be Chayef, when you did the Milah for the Erev Shabbos on Shabbos, it's talking about when you weren't doing two babies on Shabbos. You just switched them by mistake. So the one that was supposed to be the Shabbos, he ended up doing on Erev Shabbos. So it comes out, when Shabbos comes, right now, is there any bris milah to do on Shabbos? Is there any din to do a bris milah on Shabbos? No. Why? The baby that was supposed to be done on Shabbos, you already did on Erev Shabbos, for Fallon. So you can't do it anymore. Shloi nitna Shabbos litchos. So right now, there's no Shabbos to be doich anymore. Over there, Rav Meir says a svara that even Rabbi Yeshua holds he's going to be chayv, because there's no Shabbos litchos. Rabbi Yeshua holds there's a musik of Tabit Var Mitzvah. But that's when there's mokum to what you're doing. So, for example, Pesach is Noicha Shabbos. You have a chiv to bring a carbon Pesach. You brought a shlomim l'shem Pesach. But over here, there's no nitna Shabbos litchos anymore. There's no nitna Shabbos litchos, so you're not going to have the halacha. The seifa, in the case of the seifa, was where it's Shabbos. You have to do a bris milah on Shabbos. You also have to do a bris milah on Sunday. You brought the Sundays on Shabbos, but being that you have an obligation to do a bris milah on Shabbos, so nitna Shabbos litchos. Over there, it's going to be hacha. What about Ramei and our Mishnah? Harin nitna Shabbos litchos. It's a carbon tzibur. Here, you had an obligation to bring a carbon tzibur. Naniach, you brought it already. It doesn't matter. But it was nitna Shabbos litchos. And once it was nitna Shabbos litchos, that's enough to say that if you're going to go now and bring a carbon yachid that really you weren't supposed to bring, that lachas it's going to be okay. I'm going to Rav Ashen to Rav Kahana. Rav Ashen told Rav Kahana, if the whole yisoid of Rav Meir is nitna Shabbos litchos, aloy nitna Shabbos litchos, meaning the reason Rav Meir holds a coin to Rav Yeshua, if you did the bris milah on Shabbos for a baby that was supposed to have the bris milah on Erev Shabbos, that lachas yichayv, because loy nitna Shabbos litchos, but when it was in the reverse, you did the bris milah on Shabbos for a baby that was supposed to be on Sunday, being that there was also in that case a baby that was supposed to be brought on Shabbos, so it comes out that you were nitna Shabbos litchos. So if there's a svar of nitna Shabbos litchos, every baby is nitna Shabbos litchos. Every Shabbos Somewhere in the world, there's always a bris milah that's being done on Shabbos. That's to me, baby, somewhere in the world. I hear, somewhere in the world, yeah. But as it relates to this particular baby, not. So what was the case where Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua argued? I mean, the Mishnah gave a whole bunch of examples of Tavid Var Mitzvah. But in every single one, except for one, there's no machlekes Rav Lezer and Bishu. The machlekes Rav Lezer Bishu was only in one particular case. The case was, it's Erev Pesach, a fellow out on Shabbos. You have a chiyuv to bring a carbon Pesach, you took a shlamim, and by mistake, you thought it was a Pesach, you even had a mind l'shem Pesach, you weren't oiker, it was betaz, right? You had a mind l'shem Pesach. Over there, Rabbi Lezer says, you can be chayv chatas. At the end of the day, you brought a shlamim, you weren't yoytze mitzvah Pesach, you chayv chatas. You had no business bringing this carbon on Shabbos, the shchita was shleib makam mitzvah, you chayv. Rabbi Shua says, no, it was tabit var mitzvah. Being that I was tabit var mitzvah, I'm going to be potter. But even Rabbi Shua that said tabit var mitzvah was potter, had one caveat. What did Mishnah say? But medvar mamurim, when is that true? If the shlamim was right to be brought as a Pesach, it was the right type of animal. But if the animal had no shaychis to be brought as a carbon Pesach, even Rabbi Shua holds he's going to be chayv. Why? Because this is one of the caveats, one of the kleine oisius that you have to read when you learn Shittas Rabbi Shua. This is one of the examples where Rabbi Shua doesn't say his halacha. Because being that the negligence was so over the top, it was so gross, over here, Rabbi Shua is going to hold, you're going to be chayef. Says the Gemara, not everybody is in agreement with this opinion. This knach in Rabbi Shua Shita, that even though you were taught with Var Mitzvah, but it was such a pshia, that Rabbi Shua is going to agree that you're chayef chatas, is not true according to everybody. In fact, man Tana, who is the Tana, the Shani Leben Ruyim, L'Shein and Ruyim, that makes this distinction, Rav Shimon? It's the Tana, Rav Shimon Bayuchai, the Tana we learned to the Braisna, Echad Azvachim Ruyim. It doesn't matter if this carbon was right to be brought as a carbon Pesach, if it wasn't right to be brought as a carbon Pesach. Or if the animal, the carbon yachid, was brought on Shabbos, that second part is Rameir l'shitasa in our Mishnah, but this is Rameir. Rab Shimon said, there was never machlekes Rav Lezer and Rav Shua regarding an animal that's not right to be brought as a carbon Pesach. If you had in mind l'shem Pesach, you're going to be chayv. Everyone holds you chayv in that case. The machlekes was it was right to be brought as a carbon Pesach. Rav Lezer says he's going to be chayv. Rav Shua says he's going to be potter. But what do we need from this one part? Like is Rameir and Reb Shimon, whether according to Rabbi Yeshua, if you took an animal that was a shlamim, it was an animal that was not right to be a Karban Pesach. It's not a sheep, it's not a goat. As a result, you can't bring it as a Karban Pesach. It's in a cave. Karban Pesach has to be a Zohar. And you went now, and you brought it as a Karban Pesach. The Mishnah said, even Rabbi Yeshua is going to hold you chayv, not a Tavid Var Mitzvah. That's Reb Shimon sheet in this Braisa. But Rameir said not that way. We're the opening line of the Braisa. Echad Azvachim HaRu'uyim. The echad asvachim she'enon ruuyin chayev. The halacha is that you're potter. You're going to be potter. Why? Because Rabbi Yeshua Shita is that even if it's enon ruuy, still you have the halacha of tabid var mitzvah. Amar Abibi, Amar Abulaz. Poitai Rameir. Rameir said his halacha. Afilu egel shazivchei shlamim sheshaklu sham pesach. You want to know how far Rameir took the halacha that you'll be potter according to Rabbi Yeshua because of tabid var mitzvah, even if the animal's not ruuy, even if it's an egel, it's a calf. Right? An eagle. That was the raid in yesterday's daf. Bakar could be brought as the Chagigos Yudalit. We don't paskin like Ram Moshe ben Amram Aparsi that the Ibn Ezra brings. Right? Avada, you can't bring an eagle as a carbon Pesach. So this is like no sheiches to being brought as a carbon Pesach. Afan Pikein, even an eagle shows Zivche Shlomim that was brought Lashon Pesach, the halacha is, according to Rab Yeshua, that you're going to be pot. Amri Rab Zeyel Rabibi, is that true? Amri Rab Yoichan, Rab Yoichan said, that Moidahai Rameya, even Rameya used to agree with Bali Mumin, that if you took a Bal Mum, that you're going to be chayef. Meaning, you see, Rameya didn't always say you're pot. There is a gvul, there is a shear. At what point we say that according to Rab Yeshua, you're not considered a Tayyid. So if that was a Bal Mum, you can never bring as a carbon. Amalei Bali Mumin, lay Tarid, bo, nahi Tarid. It's very different. The Bal Mum is not a kosher carbon. Not for nothing. Not for a Pesach, not for a Shlomim, not for Bechor, not for Meiser, not for anything. As a result, you had no business bringing this as a carbon. What was the toys? Over here, if the animal was an eagle, it's a kosher Shlomim at least. So it's a boy, Rav Nachman, Chulin, Shum Pesach, Mali, Amar, Rameir. What would Rameir say if it was Chulin?
What about chulin? You're going to be potvam. Again, why is it different than bali mumin? Why? By bali mumin, are you chayev? What's the difference between chulin? So he told him, bali mumin, loy michlefi, hani michlefa. Now, the difference is, bali mumin looks different. So if it looks different, you're not considered, it's too negligent again. As opposed to chulin, it doesn't look different. So he said, you're telling me Rameir is about, when does Rameir consider something a valid toys? It depends on the appearance, whether you would physically make him a safe. He says, I need to do it with a chlufi. Because if it's about a chlufi, then the ego is like a chlufi. Why would you confuse a cow with a sheep? Elamai, you have to say, it's about torid with var mitzvah. I was thinking I was doing a mitzvah. Okay, so by chulin, I'm not doing a mitzvah. Right, we're being inconsistent over here. Here you see Rameir is making it about a chlufi. And here you see Rameir is making it about Tarit. What do you see is making it about a chlufi? Paitai Rameir chulin. Why chulin? Chulin's not kachim. You have no mitzvah to do with this. I know, but I thought it was kachim. Okay. Then when it comes to the ego, you couldn't have thought it was a carbon pesach. Yeah, but I was Tarit. In my mind, I had to bring a carbon shabbos. Which one is it? What's the svar of Tarit var mitzvah? Is it when you're Tarit and doing a mitzvah? Or is it when I get confused? It gets me thrown off. Meaning that other thing was something I had to do a mitzvah with? Or it's that other thing was so similar to the thing that I had to do a mitzvah with? Says the Gemara, you know what the answer is? They're both true. Time of the Rameya Mishum the Tarit. Tarit afal gaf deloy michlif and michlif afal gaf deloy tarit. Rameir says tarit var mitzvah spot. When if you can check off one or two boxes, if either this thing was so similar, I mean, I did a mitzvah. That's number one. I have to be doing a mitzvah. But either the thing is so similar, or the thing that I wasn't supposed to do that I did was something with which I had an obligation to do a mitzvah with. So if you were tarit like the eagle. That's a shlomim. Even though it's not something people would easily confuse with a sheep, that's more as a carbon pesach. But at the end of the day, being that I was tarit, even though you're loy michlif, you can confuse, and different you're going to be potter. The same is true, michlif, afagaf to loy tarit, if it's something that people would get confused with, such as chulit, even if you weren't tarit, there's no mitzvah to do with the chulin, over there too I would be potter. Lafuke bali mumin, as opposed to bali mumin, the loy chlufi michlif, mitri. Number one, there's no mitzvah to do with an animal that's a balmum. Number two, it looks different than an animal that's not a balmum. And as a result, this is not something that anyone would ever confuse. If it's not something that anyone would ever confuse, so the halach is you would be pater. Zok the Gemara. We're going to make a haschalah on the next Gemara, and then we're going to finish it in tomorrow's daf. Yosef, Rab Zeirov, Rab Shmuel, Bar Rab Yitzchok, Akilud, Rab Shmuel, Bar Rab Yitzchok. So Rab Zeirov, Shmuel, Bar Rab Yitzchok, what's sitting on the porch of Shmuel, Bar Rab Yitzchok? Yosef, Kamri, and they said over the following halach in the names of earlier Amayuran. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said, "This Gemara is a classic. This chalif loy shvut shal noisa b'shvut shal tzli. If somebody had a shvut, a kebab, and had meat on it, the meat was noisa, and he mixed it up with a shvut of tzli of roasted kachim, food that you're allowed to eat, kachim to eat, gaval, that's a mitzvah. If somebody eats noisa, he's chayiv karis, and he mixed the two up va'achloy, and he ate one of them chayiv. Shlokish said you're going to be chayiv achatas." Why? You did an averish as doine karis, achilas noiser, b'shoigig. Anytime you do an averish as doine karis, b'shoigig, you have to bring a chatas. Rabbi Yochanan said a different halacha. Ishtoi nida ba'al chayv. If someone's ba'al, ishtoi, that's a nida, he has to bring a karma chatas. Yevimtoi nida, if somebody would be ba'al or yevama when she's a nida, potter, nalach is, in that case, he would be potter. So Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are both talking about the same sugya. It's me'inyin le'inyin, shaloi ba'oise inyin, or ba'oise inyin. Right, they're both discussing a person is doing a mitzvah, but at the same time, he ended up being over a chayvi krisos. In Rish Lakish's case, he ate kachem, which is a mitzvah. He did it b'shoigeg, but while instead of doing the mitzvah, he ended up being noiser b'shoigeg. As a result, there's a tzad that you should be chayiv karis, or a chatos. But at the same time, you did a mitzvah. So, you were doing a mitzvah, you ended up doing a chayvi krisis b'shoigig. In Rabbi Yochanan's cases, it was the same thing. Ishtoi nida ba'al, that's a chayvi krisis b'mezid, which means it's a chatas b'shoigig. You're doing a mitzvah, because it's ishtoi, there's a mitzvah peruvu, maybe there's a mitzvah of oino, like the Gemara is going to say, but there is a mitzvah, I mean that there's a mitzvah, or at least a tzad mitzvah, Rashi uses a lashon, a lachluchis of mitzvah. There's epis a mitzvah here, and as a result, you would hear a tzad that You're going to be potter. But it's interesting that Rish Lakish never discussed Ishtay Nida and Yevimtay Nida, and Rabbi Yechonim never discussed Nischalaf Leishvut Shal Noisa Beshvut Shetze. So the Gemara discusses Rabbi Yechonim Chita. What would Rabbi Yechonim hold as it relates to Shvut Shal Noisa Beshvut Shetze in the event that it was Nischalaf? Again, Rish Lakish holds Nischalaf Leishvut Shal Noisa Beshvut Shal Tzli, you're going to be Chayef. Rabbi Yechonim said Ishtay Nida Chayef, Yevimtay Nida Potter. What does he hold by Noisa? Zinkitami, some said, certainly in that case, you're going to be chayv. Mitzvah. But he didn't do any mitzvah at all. At the end of the day, he ended up being nicer. There's no mitzvah to eat nicer. So but he didn't do any mitzvah. Ishtoi nida, you did a mitzvah. Yevintoi nida, you did a mitzvah. But if you ate nicer, that's kachim that you're not supposed to eat. There's no mitzvah. That mitzvah baba there. There's no mitzvah. So if there's no mitzvah, it's pashtun over there that the Allah is going, Istami, some say, no, but he potter. Over there, for sure, you're going to be potter. Why? My timer. What's the reason? Hasam, would have le shiule. Avalachli, have le shiule, because there's less of a svar to mechayv yichatas. There was nobody to ask. Ishtoi nida, you could have asked. Yevintoi nida, you could have asked her. Are you a nida or not? As opposed to by the basner, there's no one to ask. And as a result, over there, you're going to be chayv. So, Dr. Rabbi Yochanan, Maishma, Yevimta, the Ka'avin mitzvah. What's the reason Rabbi Yochanan holds that Yevimta, you're going to be potter? So, if someone's boiled, Yevimtoi. He's been making the mitzvah of Yevama Yava Yoleh. He finds out later that she was a nida. So, what's the loch? You don't have to bring a karmic chatas. Why? Because he did a mitzvah. Oh, so he must hold like Rabbi Yeshua that you're a tabid var mitzvah. Ishtay nami ka'avin mitzvah. L'chari, his wife, he didn't do a mitzvah. She also did a mitzvah. So, Gemara says, B'ishtay mubaris. She was a mubaris. So what? There's no pruvu right now because she's pregnant. Va'ikas simchas oina. What about oina? So the Gemara says shaloi simchas oina shaloi b'shas oinas shaloi b'shas oinasa. It wasn't at a time of oina. So I mean that it wasn't a time of oina. So meaning oina has a shulchan aruch when a husband is obligated in oina. Right? Different people, different halachas. So if there was no chiyav oina, there was a fei d'vama rav chayv anu samech ishnei b'dvar mitzvah. The halacha is that a man always has an obligation to be mesameach his wife. Rashi says, "Afilu shaloi b'shas oinasa im roya shem es avisloi." If she has a taiva for it, that even shaloi b'shas oinah there's a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, "Samach levest." It was samach levest. So I mean that it was samach levest. So to the contrary, Rashi says, then it's already aser. Ihachi, if that's the case, afilu yevim toinami. If it was samach levest in the case of ishtoi nida, then lachur should be the same case when it comes to yevim toinida. Samach levest. Why you potter? You had no right to do it. So the Gemara says, yevim toin bazes mina, ishtoi le bazes mina. A Yavama and a Yavam, they don't know each other. As a result, he may be embarrassed. He may be shy to ask her whether this is a vest right now. So over there, even though there was a level of negligence over because it was a zman of vest, but still he's going to be potter, he has a din of a toyev advar mitzvah. As opposed to, when it comes to ishtay nida, there's no svar of bazes, meaning it's libay gas, but you should have asked. Meaning that you didn't ask, you're not going to have the ptur of toyev advar mitzvah excel. Either way, today's daf was an intense daf. It's a daf that's worth chazaring. And chazaring nachamal, not an easy shakna v'tayir, the back and forth, Rav Lezer, Rav Yeshua, a lot of different svaras. But one thing is clear from a super duper high level, today's daf was discussing Erev Pesach, it's Shabbos, there's Karbonos Pesach that have to be brought. What would be if somebody brought the Karbon Pesach, but he made a mistake? He didn't bring it in the proper way. He had a machshava shalei l'shma, shalei l'oichlav, or he shechted it and he found out that the animal had a mum, or the animal was a treifa, or he found out all the people that were signed up on this carbon before he shechted it, they all left to another carbon, and as a result, it was shalei l'mnuyev, there was nobody really that was even member to this carbon. So do we say that now that you ended up bringing the carbon Pesach, shalei b'makom mitzvah, maybe you're going to be chayv chatas, maybe not going to be chayv chatas. Another thing we saw was the machleis Reb Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. If someone's ta bedvar mitzvah, if somebody would do a mitzvah on Shabbos that also involved chil Shabbos b'shogeg, would you be chayv chatas? May not be chayv chatas. We had a whole bunch of different cases of this. What would be if somebody brought a shlomim on Erev Pesach shechalis b'Shabbos, but he had a mind l'shem Pesach in his mind, he's bringing a carbon Pesach. Really, he's bringing a shlomim. You're a tarbet bar mitzvah. Another example of this would be a kohen in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos brought a carbon yachid, thinking that he was bringing a carbon tzibur. Again, you're a tarbet bar mitzvah. You can have a case with bris mila. What would be if you're a mayel, you have to do bris mila, and you know you have to do a mila bismani and a mila shloim bismani. He did the mila shloim bismani on Shabbos. Mila shloim bismani is not teich Shabbos. We had a case of somebody that had
kachim to eat. There were two shvudim. One was noiser, another one was kachim. There's a mitzvah to eat the kachim, but there's an avera to eat the noiser. He ended up eating the noiser. What would be if somebody was bayil ishtoi thinking he's doing a mitzvah? Whether it's the mitzvah peruvu, whether it's the mitzvah of oina, whether it's the mitzvah that a person has to be mesameach his ishtoi afilu shalai b'shasoi nasa, and it turned out that she was a nida. What if he had a yavam and a yavama? Mamish yavamis 101, where there was a mitzvah of yavama yavayala, and then he found out afterwards that she was a nida. There are a bunch of examples where a person ended up violating a chayvi krisis. He did it b'shoigik. Ordinarily, you would be chayv chatas, but over here you were tar b'dvar mitzvah. And in the world of tar b'dvar mitzvah, we have a machlokes tanoim, machlokes Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and two mishnayos in Shas. It's a mishnah psochem ayin aleph amid beis. It's a mishnah in Shabbos kuf lamid zayin amid aleph. Just another way, this perek mirrors perek Rabbi Lezer de Milo. Right, the whole idea of Pesach b'deich Shabbos, Milo mean deich Shabbos, Machshire Pesach versus Machshire Milo, and here you have it again with regards to the sugya of Tabit Var Mitzvah, and then we saw also Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. So it's interesting, this was really a Machlekes Tanoim, but Amiram got involved. Years later, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, the Gedolei Amiram, would revisit this age-old question that was once discussed by the great Tanoim. The first Gemara that we're going to see in tomorrow's daf is going to get involved in, where does Rabbi Yochanan fall into Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yochanan, I mean, this is Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. This is an old machlokes. This predates Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. This goes back to the earliest Tanan after Churban Bayis Sheni. Why are they revisiting the Shaila? So we'll see a little bit about that tomorrow. It's also a lamda shadah from a raid perspective, a lot of geshmak a raid. And we'll get to that at Metz Hashem tomorrow.